State Representative Earl Pulaski from Jackson. We're getting him to step out of a caucus room very briefly. Thanks so much, sir, for your time.
It's my pleasure, Tony.
There is a bill that a House committee approved that would require employees to annually renew their written consent, allowing certain union dues to be deducted from their paychecks. Now, yeah. The measure would give the workers more opportunity to control whether the money is collected for political activities or other functions that they may support. You're the sponsor of that bill. We had a UAW spokesperson on this morning, and he told me he thought that this was just an effort to try and take power away from unions.
Well, I would characterize it as an effort to keep power in the hands of those whose money it is, which is the employee. The employee would have the chance to look every year at what he has taken out of his paycheck and decide, whether to agree to have that done. So, it's pro-consumer, if you will. Everybody should be looking at their paycheck every year anyway. I'm a CPA, that's what I counsel my clients to do. You should be looking at how much you're having come out for your 401k and how much you're having come out for your United Way, and are your tax withholdings enough? And by the way, you should be looking at what your union is charging for the fees that they do. So, this is not so much anti-union as some have painted it, but more in the nature of pro-consumer, pro-employee, and pro-accountability for those who are served by their unions.
We keep hearing that the Republicans here in Michigan are union busters. Are you a union buster?
I am not a union buster. Unions fill an important part of our economy, and we've had booming economies with unions, and we've had bust economies with unions. I guess I don't look upon that as a threshold issue to whether our economy is going to be good or bad, whether we have unions, but I'll tell you that it is important for people to know what's coming out of their paychecks and to hold those who serve them accountable. And those who serve them are guys like me. They should hold me accountable. And guys who serve them are also their union leadership. So just important, I think, for employees to have some power and to require accountability.
When you were discussing this bill in committee, what arguments did you hear against?
Well, there are those who say that that somehow it's an attempt to starve the union of the fees that it needs to operate, and that's not the case. The employees would be required to pay the fees that it takes to run their union. Okay, so from that perspective, it certainly can't be an attempt to starve the union. But again, if you're a member of a union, you should be engaged and knowledgeable about how it's run, just as a citizen should be engaged and knowledgeable in how its government is run. So, spend my money carefully. I look at it every year to know how much is coming out in union dues, and I think it's reasonable and prudent for employees to know how much it costs to run their union, just as it's prudent for them to know how much it costs to run their government.
Just a few more quick questions for you, Representative. What's your stance on the bridge? Do we need a new bridge from Detroit to Canada?
I don't know whether we need a new bridge. I'll tell you my view on what we've seen in the Senate is that it would require that we form an authority and accept bids to design, finance, build, and operate the bridge. I don't think it hurts anybody to gather those bids and see what it would cost. And in the proposals we've heard in the Senate, it would not hold the state of Michigan taxpayers for any screw-ups that may be involved in the design, financing, building, operating of the bridge. So I think we should take the next step and get those proposals so we know what it might be involved in running a bridge. And I think anybody who gathers those bids would do due diligence that is not skewed toward whether they build or not build the bridge. It would be skewed toward whether they can make it a buck or at least cover the cost of building and operating the bridge.
Do you think there will be a emergency financial manager placed in the city of Detroit?
I don't know. I hope not.
Why?
Well, because I'd rather see Detroit manage itself prudently. On their own management terms. When you have an emergency manager put into place, much of the political responsibility that's been put in city council and other elected officials is taken away. The emergency manager has a great deal of power. That's why we should wield that power only very carefully and only after a long period review, as our current law requires, that the reviews are done and proposals put in place to keep an emergency manager from being put into place. Emergency manager is a last resort, and we should only do it in a very bad circumstance.
We've been talking with State Representative Earl Pulaski from Jackson. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony.